We saw at the beginning there that that we are in Christ, and through Christ we have so much in the Lord. And then how we saw we cannot please God in the flesh. And then if we're saved, we have the Holy Spirit. We saw there in verse 9, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And how the Spirit of Christ witnesses with our spirit that we are the children of God and leads us. And in verse 26, how he intercedes in our prayer life. And of course, probably the most well-known verse in Romans, verse 8, verse 28. All things work together for good to them that love God. But the context is verse 29, that God might conform us to the image of his Son. So God allows all things in our lives, but he's ultimately conforming us to the image of Jesus. Last week, all that we have in Christ, all that God is doing for us. And the conclusion of the chapter, eternal security. One of my favorite doctrines, because it's so important to us as Christians that we are secure in Christ, but also because it quickly separates Bible-believing churches from non-Bible-believing churches, because so many churches today are teaching that people can lose their salvation. And they're believing in a different Jesus than we believe in. Amen? If Jesus can't keep you, then what else can you say? So let's look at it together, verse 35 to 39 tonight of Romans 8. The Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Who shall separate us? Let's pray. Lord, we are so blessed to be able to assemble in the middle of the week, open your word, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. I pray tonight we'll be encouraged. Lord, we'll be reminded of how blessed we are to be in Jesus, to be secure in Jesus. And Lord, how important it is that we share the gospel with others that they might have that same assurance of salvation and of security. But Lord, may we glorify you, not only in our listening to your word, but in the preaching of it, in every aspect of the service, even the prayer time to come. We give it all to you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a rhetorical question, of course, because the answer is, as Paul makes very clear, nothing. Amen. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? And it goes on to say, there is nothing that can. Hallelujah. But notice, this is about the love of the Lord. He mentions love again down there in verse 39, but there he calls it the love of God. And this is about the love of God, that when God sent his only begotten Son, as we know, that was all about love. Amen. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, who died and rose again for us. He acquired for us eternal life. That's life that's eternal. Now, that might sound too simplistic, but there are many out there who believe that, yes, you receive salvation, but your life isn't eternal yet, because you might lose it. But no. Nothing, as we see here, can separate us from the love of Christ. This is about God's love. It's not about our worthiness. It's not about our ability to keep our salvation. It's about a loving God. That when he chose to give us salvation in the church age, he chose to give us eternal salvation, secure salvation. It's all about his love. God commended his love toward us. Amen. Romans 5, 8. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 John 1, 4, 9. And this was manifested the love of God because he sent his only begotten Son and so forth. So, verse 37. Because of this, what does it say? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that what? Loved us. As I said, this whole passage is about the love of God. And the love of God says that our salvation can't be undone, can't be taken away, and that because of the love of God, we are more than conquerors. conquerors. We're not just conquerors, we're more than conquerors. Amen? Remember verse 31? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God's on our side, we are on the winning side. Amen? There's nothing, no one out there more powerful than the Creator of the universe, and He's for us. And that is why we can claim that we are more than conquerors through Him. Look at 1 John 5:4, and we'll see this great truth as well, that we are overcomers. And not because, again, of who we are, but because of who we are in and who is with us. 1 John 5:4, look what it says. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. When we placed our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we became overcomers. We became more than conquerors. Hallelujah. And then Paul here at the end of this passage reminds us that we as God's children should be persuaded of some things. And this great truth of eternal security, it's sad that there are so many Christians in the world today, they are not persuaded, like Paul is, and like we are, that when Jesus saved us, He keeps us. Amen? They're not persuaded of that. Instead, they base whether or not they're saved on their circumstances and on their behavior. Our salvation is based on neither one of those things, is it? It's based on the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary. So that's why Paul starts the verse there, verse 30. I am persuaded, he says, I am absolutely convinced, I'm persuaded that what? Nothing can separate me. God wrote His word that we might be persuaded of some things. We talked about this a few weeks ago. But let's look at some of them. Let's go to 2 Timothy 1:12. And just look at some of the things that we should be persuaded of. This is one of them. That nothing can separate us. 1 Timothy 1:12, look what he says. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed. And then the great hymn that we sing. For I know whom I believe, and I am per what? Persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. The day that you and I got saved, this is 2 Timothy 1:12 that I give a bad reference. Is it good? He says, I am persuaded that He is able to keep that. The day you got saved, you committed unto Him your soul. Amen? And it says, He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Now go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Some other things that we should be persuaded of. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, it says, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know. That's a good word in 1 John. You should do a study on that word sometimes. We know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. So something else we're to be persuaded of is that we one day will be like Jesus. Hallelujah. We know this, he says. And then, of course, 1 John 5:13. Most of you know this one by heart, but turn there. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may what? Wonder? Hope? No. That ye may know that you have eternal life. Paul says, I am persuaded that nothing, and that's verse 39, turn over there again, Romans 8:39. And then he gives us a nice long list. Death, life, angels, principalities, powers. Actually, no, I need to include this stuff up in verse 33. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, 38, death, life, angels, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, height, depth, any other creature. That's quite a list. Hard to believe people still believe you can lose your salvation. They're saying essentially the devil or we are more powerful than all these other things. Because we have the power to, and he has the power to make us lose it. But no, he says, none. After all this long list, nothing can what? Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing. He said a similar thing in John 10. Let's turn over there. Remember in John 10 when Jesus claimed to be the good shepherd of Psalm 23, when he said in verse 1, I am the good shepherd. And then down in chapter 10, verse 27 of John 10, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they might perish. Is that what it says? No, they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Paul said, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Go to 1 Peter 1, 4, if you would. 1 Peter 1, 4. Here Paul is talking about what we have in Christ, our inheritance. It's incorruptible, it's undefiled, it fades not away, it's reserved in heaven for you, verse 5, who are kept by the power of God. You see, this is where people get confused. We are not kept by our own power, we're kept by His power. God's the one that keeps us from falling. As we're told in the book of Jude, verse 25, unto Him that is able to keep you from falling. So nothing, it says, verse 39, can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There it is again. We saw this before. In Christ Jesus. That is why we can't be separated from the love of God if we're born again, because we are now in Christ. And to get unsaved, we would have to be ripped back out of Christ. And then push back in if we get saved again and so forth. And by the way, nobody can answer the one question. Nobody who believes you can lose your salvation can answer the one question. Always ask them this question. If you can lose your salvation, how do you get it back? And their answer will always, in one form or another, be works related. Well, I got to straighten up my life. I've got to stop sinning and whatever. That's all works. Hold on. Don't we all believe in salvation being by grace and no works at all? So if you can lose it, how do you get it back? If you got it by grace in the first place, how do you get it back by grace? You obviously have to make some changes because you lost it. You see, and it becomes works salvation. People just don't see through that. But in Christ, it says, we're in Christ Jesus our Lord. When we got saved, we became a new creature. Right? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, 2 Corinthians 5:17. In Christ, Ephesians 1:6, we're accepted in the Beloved. We looked at these last week. In whom we have an inheritance, we're in heavenly places. And then look at Jude 1, if you would. Jude 1. I love this word in Jude 1. The word preserved. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. If you are in Jesus Christ, you are preserved. You are safe in His hand, safe in His Father's hand. You are kept by the power of God. You have eternal life, not temporary life. Amen. And that's why Paul says, I know this. I am persuaded. I am convinced that absolutely nothing, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, death, life, angels, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, height or depth, or anything else, any other creature, can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The next time somebody tries to tell you that you can lose your salvation, bring them to Romans 8, 35 to 39. Have them read it and have them explain how it's possible that you can lose your salvation. When Paul made it very clear that nothing can separate us. No other creature. That includes the devil, by the way. And it even includes you. Like Jesus said in John 10, no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I've heard people say, what, I can pluck myself out? I've actually had people say that, and I say, well, it says no man. That would include you. Anyway, what a beautiful truth, isn't it? That nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. If you know you're born again, if you know you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you know you have His eternal life that He promised you, then you can say, like Paul, I am persuaded. And I hope you can say that. I am persuaded that absolutely nothing, and he gives us this long list, can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word, for this great reminder of our security in Jesus Christ, Lord. We don't deserve it, that's for sure. But it's not about us, it's about you and your character. And for that, we are grateful. And again, Lord, may it just make us want to serve you even more, be faithful, and tell others. We love you in Jesus' name.